late last year, Hoosier Ag Today told you that cattle imports from Mexico were suspended because of a very dangerous pest called the New World Screwworm. CJ Miller is here now with an update.
We have worked with Mexico to come up with a new protocol to allow us to begin importation of cattle out of Mexico.
And that's Dr. Burke Healy with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. He says the situation involving the New World Screwworm is improving.
While Mexico's situation with the screwworm is contained into the Yucatan region of southern Mexico, this policy will allow us to continue to have cattle trade, even if that fly should move farther north. So we're happy about that. And we've done some inspections and expect that we'll be able to start moving cattle in the next few weeks.
He says USDA is taking steps to battle the screwworm across Mexico and Central America.
So we are looking at trying to increase our fly production capacity. Our main technique to control the screwworm is through a sterile fly technique where we sterilize male flies, release them so that when they mate with a female who only mates once in her life, that she'll lay sterile eggs. We are at production capacity in the existing facility in Panama that USDA collaborates with. So we're bringing those flies out of Panama into Mexico and Guatemala and Nicaragua and trying to maintain a barrier. But we are going to need more fly production if this continues and to really get an eradication program. We're working with Mexico and Nicaragua to increase that production.
In December, USDA announced they were providing $165 million in Emergency Commodity Credit Corporation funding to protect U.S. livestock from New World Screwworm. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And if you haven't done so, be sure to download the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.